Our health is the ultimate wealth and time is the asset. And oftentimes we don't look into our health until it starts impacting the asset. And by that time, it's too late. It's gone from prevention to treatment.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothenschofer. And if it's your first time here, be sure you go and log in and take a look at all the other episodes because there's hundreds of them. And what we aim to do here is really show you what a life in ownership looks like, to allow you a little insight into not only some real life tools, tactics, and strategies that you can put into your everyday life to change your reality, but ultimately other people that have done that as well. And it's not the inherited billionaires. It's not the athletes that have these natural God-given gifts. It's the people who have decided to live in ownership, take these tools, strategies, tactics, tips, and put them into their life and have started to realize what happens on the other side. And so today we're diving into what is true health. And oftentimes the world that we live in, we all know that we are inundated with information, inundated with experts, inundated with gurus who are pushing some type of extravagant, extreme protocol that you're going to go into. May it be carnivore MD, where it's all you eat is meat, plants are evil. Then it's the other side of the equation where it's all you should ever eat is plants and any type of meat is evil. And then it's you should be intermittent fasting. And then no, you should eat your small meals. Then it's, well, you should do cold plunging every single night. Well, then it's no, you shouldn't do cold. You should just do hot and be in a 500 degree sauna and be sweating off all of the toxins that exist. And it's like, well, what do I actually do? And the crazy part about this is that we're all built so different. Every single one of us needs something different. And the reason that we stay in this constant space of disarray is because the only thing that's ever taught is, where do you want to go? What do you want to look for? What is that end goal that you're seeking? And a lot of us, we know what it looks like. We can see it. We can see what that lifestyle looks like. We can see how we feel. We can see how we would sleep. We would see the energy level in which we would have. We can see the mental satisfaction, the mental clarity that we would have. But yet we've just tried a bunch of random things that are going to get us there instead of knowing exactly where we are. And the moment you know exactly where you are is the moment you've really got a blueprint to get there. I remember I went back home to Edmonton, home of the West Edmonton Mall. Yes, the largest mall in North and South America, fully decked out with like 19 different phases and 5 floors and a water park and a golf course and a movie theater. They've got like dolphins in there. They've got a big amusement park, Galaxyland. Like, it's wild. It is so, so big. And I hadn't been there in like 16 years. And I go, I park my car. I know exactly where I'm parked. I'm parked right outside of the water park. I can see the big dome. And I walk in, I do my thing all day. And then as I'm about to leave, I'm like, man, I have no idea how to get back to my car. I have no idea what phase I'm in. I have no idea any of these things. And I go to the map, the interactive map that's placed literally every 25 feet in this place. And I look at the map. And what's the first thing that I look for? You guys will probably guess it. It's that big red dot that says, you are here. And without that red dot, I could have looked at that map and been like, well, here's where I want to go, but I still don't know where I am now. I could be searching for like some stores that pop up that kind of fall on the map, and it's time consuming. I could just keep taking different lefts, rights, and turns and twists and curves and maybe eventually get to where I needed to be. But if you don't know where you are, you're going to stay lost forever. You're going to be continually in this chaotic twister that doesn't truly ever get you to where you want to go. And that's the life that we live when we're living in this health space, is none of us ever really know where we are. We don't track HRV. We don't do gut biome paneling. We don't do cellular nutritional dysfunction. We don't do blood testing. We don't do DNA or epigenetic testing. And even if we do, maybe we do them one-off with somebody who then is selling us into a supplementation routine or some type of coaching but we really never have daily KPIs. We never really have a continual understanding as to what our body's asking for. And the crazy part about this is if we don't understand it, if we can't articulate it, we can't steward it. So if we don't understand our body, if we can't articulate what our body's saying, there's no way we can steward our bodies to do what they were meant to do, to show up the way we were meant to show up, to serve the way that we were meant to serve. And we will continue to fall short. We will continue to be sick, tired, and have a lack of energy. And that's the world that we live in. We live in it cyclically, and it holds us back in so many ways, just simply because we don't know where we are. We don't know how to get to where we want to go. It's not because there's a shortage of suggestions or tools or tactics or strategies or information. It's because we don't know where we are, and nothing has ever been built for you. And because it's never been built for you, you've been activating or trying to activate off somebody else's plan, off somebody else's prescription, off somebody else's different. We each have our own different. We say it every time. How do we close every show? Success is different. Own your different. We'll see you next week. You have to own your different. And when we lean into that, we start to realize that, oh my goodness, this decision that I've been making, this process that I've been implementing, this strategy that I've been utilizing is actually the complete opposite of what I've been needing. Two clients we had, again, husband and wife duo. One, they both wanted to try intermittent fasting. They had both been doing it. And one had been kind of a little bit inconsistent with it. The other had been like on point, but neither of them were getting to where they wanted to go. All of a sudden we do DNA testing. We do cellular testing. We get them locked in on a on their HRV wearable. And we start looking. And as soon as we pulled back on the intermittent fasting on one of them, they started to lose weight. They started to have massive energy. They started to change the way they were sleeping. They started to have real deep sleeps. Versus the other person, we pulled out a couple of pieces of stressors and we started intermittent fasting more purposefully and intentionally with a different time restriction. And they started seeing the exact same results. So you got one person who starts doing intermittent fasting. You got one person who stops it, and both of the results are positive. This comes back to the confusion that exists here. When you don't know where you are, when you don't know what you need, when you don't know the situation you're currently in, you don't know what tool, strategy, situation, or ultimately process to use to get you to where you want to go. And so knowing where you are is so crucial. Knowing the position you're in is so crucial so that we can ultimately take these steps to get you to where you want to go. And where you want to go is not just a goal, it's a desire. And tapping into that desire allows us to get more clear ultimately and motivates us to figure out where we are, because it's work and it takes time. It takes attention. It takes purpose. It takes intentionality. But that's what's required to be great. That's what's required to be excellent. That's what's required to uphold the standard that each and every one of you carry in every other aspect of your life, in your business, in your family, with your kids, with your spouse, with your money. But we have to do that same thing with our health, because our health is the ultimate wealth and time is the asset. And oftentimes we don't look into our health until it starts impacting the asset. And by that time, it's too late. It's gone from prevention to treatment. And that becomes difficult. That becomes hard. That becomes a big payment and a big expense, because it's not only going to hit you in the checkbook, it's also going to hit you in your biggest asset, which is time. And so the more clear we can get on where we are all the time, the more purposeful, the more intentional we can be with the action steps in which we're utilizing. Because guess what, guys? Success is different. So own your different. And we'll see you next week.